makes you feel like a new person the next morning. Take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. MyPillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of MyPillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
Today, voters in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut will all go and cast their primary ballots. And according to GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, the Democrats only have one thing to run on.
Listen, it's about results, not resistance. That's what we're focusing on in this midterm. Democrats are only offering resistance. We're talking about results for the American people. I think the American people will favor results.
On Monday, President Trump signed the $716 billion defense policy bill named for Senator John McCain. Mark Rockefeller is the CEO and co-founder of StreetShares. He's also a military veteran. He shares some of the highlights in this bill.
Yeah, I think the pay raise is really essential, right? The last pay raise of this size or larger was in 2010. I believe that was 3.4%. Since 2010, in the 10 years or 9 years since then, really, the pay raises have mostly been around 1.3%. I think it sends a real strong message to our troops and their families that the American people are behind them when you give them this kind of pay raise, which they deserve.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Millennials may be a little too optimistic about their financial future, or that's at least according to a new study from Charles Schwab. Now, that study found that while young adults are incurring high levels of debt and have little knowledge on how to manage that debt, they're still expecting to be able to retire at the age of 60. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He said it all comes down to making sure you have a plan.
It really boils down to controlling lifestyle. Too many people allow their lifestyle to be determined by their income. And the problem is human nature is to spend. But I think there's another side of it, too. We want to live and we want to live well. So I think just starting to control it. This is not an age issue. This is not a Gen Z or millennial or baby boomer. This is a people situation because money is something that all of us need to rely on and learn how to use properly. And I think we can guide people. We just have to keep giving them the right information.
Hogan also says when he meets with young people, he reminds them of one thing.
A dream without a plan is called a wish. And so wanting to retire at 60, that's a good thing. But what are you doing about it? You know, I think it's unrealistic for us to expect great results and to live a good life without hard work and sacrifice. So I'm grabbing them and I'm guiding them. I want them to understand the world has a plan for your money if you don't. We just have to wake up, get in tune, and start doing the common sense things. Getting on a budget, getting out of debt, building an emergency fund, and starting to invest. Investing small can lead to big gains. We just have to be consistent.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and American-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. This is Frontlines of Freedom, the largest military talk radio show in the country. I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby, and we have a very special show for you this week. Colonel Gillum and I had the honor and opportunity to attend the largest air show in the world in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, called Air Venture. It's the annual convention for the Experimental Aircraft Association, you know, that group that builds their own airplanes. During the week, Oshkosh becomes the busiest airport in the world with nearly 20,000 takeoffs and landings. That's an average of 134 per hour. And over 600,000 people attend this event throughout the week. But the most impressive thing is the 10,000 airplanes that come, with many of the owners actually camping right next to their airplane. One of the highlights this year was honoring the 70th anniversary of the Air Force Reserves. And we had the opportunity to catch up with a number of military members and talk about their stories, and also hear about some exciting military equipment which is in use today. Joining me is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. Josh is a relatively newly minted pilot, and we certainly missed you at Air Venture, Josh. You thinking of flying in next year?
You know it, Roland. And I should have a student co-pilot with me as well, Civil Air Patrol Cadet Senior Airman Jordan Lang, who will be a whopping 13 years old next summer.
This week, Colonel Gillum is more of a reporter than a host, so he'll be joining us throughout the show. And Marine vet Skip Coriel, while he's happily taking the week off and working on that honey-do list. Here's what we have for you today. We'll talk with retired Air Force Colonel and astronaut Charlie Precourt. Major Hodson will share her story of being a KC-10 pilot with the Air Force Reserves and a pilot for UPS. Then our host, Colonel Denny Gillum, lands a twin-engine prop plane right at Oshkosh. We'll also hear the incredible story about how a KC-135 crew saved an F-4 Phantom right in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. And then we'll meet with Tuskegee Airman George Hardy. Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. And I'd appreciate it if you'd also go to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And, of course, join the conversation at facebook.com. We always welcome your input to the show, so send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's time for the news. What's first, Josh?
This week, it was reported that a NATO fighter jet lost a secret missile near the Russian border. On Tuesday, a Spanish Eurofighter Typhoon was policing the border of Estonia to deter Russian incursions while keeping an eye on Russia's activity over the Baltic Sea, when the pilot accidentally fired a secret air-to-air missile near the border with Russia. And NATO still hasn't found it. While taking part in a routine training maneuver over the southeast Estonian town of Pangadi, the Typhoon accidentally triggered an AMRAAM, an advanced medium-range air-to-air missile. It was engaged in a mock dogfight involving another Spanish Typhoon and two French Mirage 2000 fighters. It was in an area 60 miles from Russia's border, but the missile is capable of flying between 45 and 75 miles. It carries an explosive warhead. While the missile's final trajectory is not known, the Spanish Defense Ministry has initiated an investigation. The advanced missile, filled with sensitive software and sensors, has a self-destruct facility for such incidents, but NATO isn't sure if those were activated. It could just be sitting on the ground somewhere. A warning has also been issued through the Estonian Defense Department, stating that people should avoid approaching something that looks like a missile. Thanks, guys. The Army Times, using data obtained by the Associated Press, made it known that while the U.S. Army is under the gun to increase the size of the force, the service is issuing more waivers for past drug use or bad conduct by recruits, and pouring an extra $200 million into bonuses this year to attract and retain soldiers. Nearly one-third of all the waivers granted by the Army in the first 6 months of this fiscal year were for conduct and drug problems, mainly involving marijuana use. That number is significantly higher than the other three military services and represents a steady increase over the past 3 years. At the same time, the Army increased bonuses by more than 30% this year, with enlistment money going to recruits for high-tech jobs such as satellite communications and cryptologists. Recruits in those jobs can get up to an additional $30,000 for a 5-year enlistment. Army leaders says there has been no move to reduce enlistment standards in order to meet recruitment goals. They said there are more waivers in part because of the increased competition for recruits as they try to add another 8,000 soldiers to the force this year. We say tomato, they say tomato. waivers and lowering standards, it's all the same. Now, waivers have long been used to enlist young people who might otherwise be unqualified for military service due to a wide array of medical, conduct, or other reasons. Historically, the bulk of the waivers approved by all four military services involve a broad range of medical issues. I needed a waiver to get in after I had successful PRKI surgery, but I didn't need a waiver for drug use, and I didn't get a bonus. But maybe that's because I was in the Air Force. I wonder how long excusing and rewarding illegal behavior will be a successful recruiting policy for the Army. With preseason games underway in the National Football League, once again, conversations continue to center around who is standing, kneeling, or protesting during the playing of our country's national anthem. The league and Players Association have yet to reach an agreement on player conduct during the Star Spangled Banner. Kind of sounds like Congress. Speaking of football, the Colorado Springs Gazette had an answer this week to the question, how much did the New England Patriots pay to train at the Air Force Academy? The Patriots paid just shy of $24,000 for use of multiple Air Force Academy outdoor practice fields and the indoor Holiday Athletic Center this past November. The Patriots trained at the Academy to prepare for the altitude of Mexico City, where they played the Oakland Raiders. The Patriots organization was charged $2,500 for the use of facilities based on fair market value, according to an Academy spokesperson. They were also charged almost $1,500 for logistics support, which included porta-johns and utilities. Editorial insert, now I know what logistician officers do. Just kidding. In addition, the Patriots paid $20,000 to the Air Force Academy Athletic Corporation, according to CEO Nancy Hickson. The high-altitude training seemed to work for the Patriots, as they defeated the Raiders 33-8 in the 7,300-foot altitude of Mexico City. And Patriots head coach Bill Belichick wore his new Air Force hoodie to the post-game press conference. In a long-overdue move, military troops and other defense personnel at sensitive bases or certain high-risk war zone areas may no longer be allowed to use fitness tracker or cell phone applications that can reveal their location, according to a new Pentagon order. The memo, obtained by the AP, stops short of banning the fitness trackers or other electronic devices, which are often linked to cell phone applications or smartwatches and can provide the user's GPS and exercise details to social media. It says the applications on personal or government-issued devices present a significant risk to military personnel, so those capabilities must be turned off in certain operational areas. Under the new order, military leaders will be able to determine whether troops under their command can use the GPS functions on their devices, based on the security threat in that area or on that base. The memo said, quote, these geolocation capabilities can expose personal information, locations, routines, and numbers of DOD personnel, and potentially create unintended security consequences and increased risk to the joint force and mission. End quote. Defense personnel who aren't in sensitive areas will be able to use the GPS applications if the commanders conclude they don't present a risk. Army Colonel Rob Manning, a Pentagon spokesman, said it's a move to ensure the enemy can't easily target U.S. forces. Manning said, quote, it goes back to making sure that we're not giving the enemy an unfair advantage and we're not showcasing the exact locations of our troops worldwide. End quote. I'm amazed this realization took this long. Were the base commanders still using flip phones? Come on, let's keep the forest safe. And that's the news.
This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk with retired Air Force Colonel and astronaut Charlie Precourt. Then KC-10 pilot Major Hodson will share what it's like being a reservist and a pilot. At ease, troops, take a break.
In accordance with U.S. flag code, all Spartan Ash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day 2015.
It's a part of Spartan Ash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. I'm often asked, at what age should you start teaching your kids about guns? There's no magic age, as all kids are different. The most important thing is to teach them gun safety. Teach them never to touch a gun unless mom or dad are supervising. And always keep your guns locked up in a quality gun safe where kids can't get to them. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and your information and listening to Frontline to Freedom all across America. A Frontline to Freedom salute to one of our show sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and the fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you can continue the mission at honorandremember.org. While at the Air Venture Air Show, the Colonel had the chance to talk with former astronaut and retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Charlie Precourt, who is now the Vice President of Propulsion Systems at Northrop Grumman.
This is Colonel Danny Gilliam on Frontlines of Freedom. We're at the Oshkosh Air Show.
Experimental Aircraft Association.
There we go.
Air Venture is what they call the event.
Well, we're at the show, and we're going to talk now with a gentleman who knows a little bit about flying and a little bit about being in space. And, well, you're just not going to believe some of what you hear. So, please introduce yourself. Tell us your name, your background, and you spent some time in the Air Force, I think, initially, didn't you?
I certainly did. Charlie Precourt. I retired as a colonel in the Air Force. I had a career in both the Air Force and at NASA, assigned by the Air Force to NASA to work in the astronaut program. I was a fighter pilot, mostly F-15s, and then a test pilot at Edwards, where I got the privilege of flying all kinds of airplanes, including the very first two F-15E models to roll off the assembly line and put them through the rigors of their flight test. In 1990, they assigned me to NASA to join the space shuttle program. I flew four missions in space on Columbia, Atlantis, and Discovery, three of which were to the Russian Mir space station, after which I became the chief of the astronaut program and eventually ended up here today in industry. I work for Northrop Grumman.
So you were at the Russian space. Russia is a big enemy and all that sort of stuff, but we are cooperating in space, aren't we?
We are. As a matter of fact, that was one of the biggest turning points in my career, was to have been stationed in Germany flying the F-15 before the wall came down during the Cold War, often finding myself being scrambled on alert to go to the inner German border between East and West Germany at the time and wag wings at a MiG on the other side. Only to find out in 1991, when I ended up in Houston in my first couple of years at NASA, that the wall had come down, we were going to start collaborating with the Russians in space, and my co-commander, when I commanded Shuttle and he commanded Mir, had been in East Germany flying MiG-23s at the same time I was flying F-15s, and we wondered to each other, had we not previously met at the border, and now here we are flying in space together. It was really a turning point in my career.
Well, it's insightful, and it also, as much as I firmly believe Russia is an enemy of the United States today, it shows that we don't have to be in all areas, and that if we reach out to each other, there are at least some areas we can work together.
No, that's absolutely true. And my experience in spending literally over a 15-year period, I lived continuously in Russia representing NASA for 6 months. I also spent many trips back and forth as the head of the astronaut corps, collaborating, coordinating future mission assignments and plans with them. You know, it's unfortunate that the political level of leadership in their country, we have issues. But when you get to the people-to-people interfaces at a program like NASA's, the relationships are awesome. Had the privilege of having my family over there for a short time, being invited into their homes. They have the same aspirations as we do. And fortunately, the NASA program is a shining star in that relationship.
Most people in the world just want to live their lives and be left alone. They don't want to fight, and they don't mind getting along with other people. That's my opinion. Yours, too?
I think it is, yeah. It's been my observation. We just get into trouble when we have political issues.
Very true. Okay, we are at the Experimental Aircraft Association Air Adventure in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You're here representing Norfolk. Talk to us about why you guys are here.
Yeah, so NASA has a program to reinvigorate exploration. Human spaceflight exploration. The current administration would like to reinvigorate the program to return to the moon and eventually to Mars with crew. At Northrop Grumman, we build propulsion systems for space, launch vehicles that do the security satellites for the Air Force, for the military, the Trident nuclear submarine propulsion systems, the Minuteman missiles. We do all that in my division in Northrop Grumman, which we call the Propulsion Systems Division. Our counterparts at Boeing and Lockheed are also here to support NASA at this pavilion because they're displaying to the public what NASA's programs are in the future, trying to advocate for those programs to educate the public, but also to inspire the next generation. This pavilion is located in the center of their innovation area. The universities that come here to do job fairs and so forth are surrounding the NASA booth. So this is our future workforce. And educating them as to the what can be for them in a career is important to us as companies, as well as the outreach to advocate for the programs that we support.
You know, as expensive as space probe is and as how much budget is a big issue today, we can't let this not advance. We have to keep this program going.
No, that's absolutely true. U.S. leadership in space is critical to our national security, and there are many ways to demonstrate that leadership. When no other country on the planet has the capability to take people to the surface of the moon or onto Mars, that sends a signal about our capability to secure our own future from a defense posture as well. And so you can call that soft power, you can call it innovation. What we do in space affects our lives in many, many ways, and I've always viewed it as national security is among them because it's a demonstration of our capability. It allows us to collaborate with other countries as well. We just talked about Russia. They are a foe, and an adversary, but when we can collaborate with them, we give ourselves reason not to be in that kind of adversarial posture. So the International Space Station is a really good example of that. This program that we're here to show the public, the Space Launch System, the Orion capsule that will take crew back to the moon and on to Mars, is a way to continue that international collaboration.
And almost everything in the military, and I include space in that move, has wonderful spin-offs for civilian life.
Absolutely true. All of the technologies, the things that we're trying to do, the Orion spacecraft is being designed to enable 1,000 days of operation outside of the Van Allen belts. We haven't built spacecraft to do that yet that can carry humans. So those technologies that delivers will find their way back to the Earth to help all of us in our daily lives. There's no doubt about it. Additive manufacturing is being demonstrated in new ways, new advanced electronics, communication systems. It just continues to improve what we have access to on Earth.
Charlie, if there are listeners that this maybe rang their bell or developed some interest, how can they check into it?
Well, at large, you can go to the NASA website, nasa.gov, and in that website you can look up exploration, you can look up Space Launch System and Orion, you can see a whole slew of things about this particular program. You can also go to our company websites, Northrop Grumman Corporation.com, Boeing.com, Lockheed.com, etc., and find those same programs in there. Lots of places to start exploring what's out there.
Charlie, take a minute now and sum up. What key things would you like our listeners to take away from our talk?
I would think that from the standpoint of what's going on here today, it's the future is really bright. Aerospace is growing. The jobs available to people are accelerating. If you're in high school or college today, there is a position for you in the aerospace professions if you so desire. And the future's never been brighter than for aerospace folks than right today.
Charlie, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, your first career, your second career, and your current one, because you're working to make America a better place.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed talking to you.
After we completed the interview with Charlie, we started talking about a number of other subjects, including the idea of a space force. Colonel Precourt certainly had some interesting thoughts and ideas, and he agreed to be back on the show with us again in the future. Interviewing retired military officers can sometimes be a lot of fun, because it's a lot easier to share your real opinions when you're no longer an actively serving military officer. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk with Major Hodson, who flies the huge KC-10 for the Air Force Reserves and in her civilian career as a pilot with UPS. Then Colonel Gillum gets his chance to land a twin-engine prop plane. In a simulator, of course. All this is coming up. I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. You're standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troop, it's time for some crunches. Let's do 50, then stand at ease.
LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
A terror investigation is underway after an attack near the British Parliament. A man in his 20s was arrested, and we're hearing he is not cooperating with the police. Michael Balboni is a former New York Homeland Security advisor. He says it seems more and more like ISIS is going towards these sorts of attacks.
The attacks are continuing, but they are decreasing in their level of sophistication. In fact, you know, take New York. From after 9/11 to 2016, there were no successful attacks in the city, and in an 18-month period, there were three: one, the bombing in Tribeca, with the Port Authority, mm-hmm. the ramming during Halloween. So what you're seeing is less sophistication, but they're trying to do more.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed for arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault-Newman, claiming that she broke her 2016 non-disclosure contract by disparaging the president in her new book. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Folks, please do send us your comments and questions. You can email us through frontlinesoffreedom.com. The KC-10 is an aerial refueling tanker aircraft and the military version of the three-engine DC-10 airliner. The KC-10 plays a key role in the mobilization of U.S. military assets and has been serving our country since the 1980s. While standing under the tail of the KC-10 at AirVenture, Colonel Gillum met with the recently promoted Major Jessica Hodson, who is not only the pilot of the KC-10, but is also an Air Force reservist that flies the civilian version, the DC-10, for UPS.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're at the Oshkosh Air Show, and I'm talking with Air Force Major Jessica Hodson, and she is an Air Force major. She is a pilot. And she's more than that. Welcome to Front Lines of Freedom, Jessica.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
So, Major Hodson, you are now an Air Force Reserve Major. How wide did you join the Air Force? How wide did you decide to become a pilot?
So I was originally looking into the Air Force when I started college. I went to Indiana State for aviation, and I had found out about ROTC. I actually did a little bit of I did a couple classes for credit for ROTC. And I just, at that time in my life, I wasn't ready to commit to the active duty side of the Air Force. So I continued my college progression, and then I became a UPS intern, and I started to work with a bunch of Air Force reservists and Guard members. And they kind of gave me the information and the secret of the Air Force Reserves. Not a lot of people know about the Air Force Reserves, and got me in contact with a lot of different training departments that they had in their squadrons, and got me a couple interviews. I originally started my Air Force career with the Reserve Squadron out at Grissom, flying KC-135s. And so after I had done college and got my CFII and my multi, I knew I loved flying.
You better define that. I'm not sure everybody knows what it is.
Certified Flight Instructor Certificate. And then your multi-engine commercial certificate is what allows you to become a commercial pilot for the airlines. Most airliners have multiple engines. You need your multi-certificate and your commercial pilot certificate. So I was hell-bent on finding a way to fly airplanes. And these guys that I worked with at UPS when I was an intern told me that I could go fly big jets all around the world, courtesy of the Air Force, get paid to do it, serve my country, and work with amazing people. So I started to find the motivation to look into the Air Force. I found a recruiter, and I found certain squadrons that were willing to come bring me in for an interview, and I found my fit at Grissom and started my career in the Air Force in 2008.
So you joined the Air Force, and you went directly into the Air Force Reserve. You didn't pull a stint in active duty, right?
That's correct, yeah. So the loving term that we say is I'm a reserve baby. I was hired as a straight civilian I had to have a college degree. In order to be a pilot in the Air Force, you must first become an officer. In order to be an officer, you need a college degree. So I got my college degree from Indiana State in their aviation program. And then Grissom sent me off to officer training, and I followed my way that way. And then once I went on active duty orders, which means I was full-time paid by the Air Force while I pursued becoming an officer and being commissioned. And then I also pursued my pilot training. And those were orders. So I was on active duty orders as a reservist for about 3 years. And then I became a reservist, where the traditional model is you go get another job on the outside. But with everything and how busy we've been after 9/11, I was able to fully pay the bills and work full-time with the Air Force Reserves until I got hired by UPS in 2015.
Okay. What kind of planes have you flown with the Air Force?
So the Air Force has started off with the T-6 Texan, which is an amazing airplane. I had such a great time. I would love to go fly that one day again. The T-1, which is kind of like a business jet. It's a smaller aircraft, but we learned a lot of procedures in flying multi-engine aircraft and pilot training for that. The KC-135, and now I fly this wonderful, beautiful airplane we're standing at, and KC-10. And you said Air Force airplanes.
It is sort of big, isn't it?
It is.
Describe it for us.
So the KC-10, the max gross weight on the KC-10 that you can take off is 590,000 pounds. We can carry 340,000 pounds of fuel. I try not to think about it, how big it is when I fly it, because you just got to pretend like it's still a small little airplane so you don't overwhelm yourself. But I, standing here underneath it today, and then when we come up behind it to get air refueling practice or even get gas from another KC-10, you just realize how big she is, and she's beautiful.
And in certain ways, flying a plane is flying a plane, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No, the Air Force gives us some of the most amazing training, and you learn how to become an aviator. And it doesn't really matter what you end up flying. They train you very, very well and give you basic fundamental piloting skills. And I wouldn't trade it for the world, and I'd recommend anybody who really want to learn how to fly, they should definitely look into Air Force Reserves or active duty, because pilot training and military training is second to none.
Okay. What do you fly for UPS?
I fly a very similar airplane to the KC-10, is the MD-11. I'm a first officer with UPS based out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay. And I understand there's about to be a movie featuring you. Talk to us about that. How'd that happen?
Absolutely. It's funny. I say be nice to everybody you meet, because they're going to find their way into your life one way or another later on, whether you want them to or not. In this situation, I had the gentleman here who is the director of operations, Dennis Dunbar. He called me about a year ago and told me that they were getting ready to do Year of the Tanker to celebrate Air Force tankers and the 70th anniversary of the Air Force Reserves. And he called and asked if I would be willing to fly a KC-10, willing and able, to fly a KC-10 into Oshkosh this year. And so he signed up at that point in time, or he signed me up for Oshkosh 2018, and he had been working with the Air Force project officer. His name is Hercules, and he's been awesome. And he connected me with him to make this anniversary celebration that we're having on Saturday night for the premiere of the movie. And it kind of just turned into this rolling ball, and he's a genius with his ideas, Hercules. He's a genius with his ideas, and he turned it into kind of doing the citizen airman concept. It's just kind of, it's funny and ironic the way that it worked out that I fly very, very similar airplanes in my civilian career and my military career. So he then followed me to UPS. We did kind of a journey from being an Air Force officer and pilot to then also being a citizen airman in my civilian career on the outside. So that'll be tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I haven't seen it yet. And hopefully he does some tricks with his camera. I'm sure he would. He is very talented.
It is amazing how things like that fall out of the sky. The show that I now host, and we're in our 12th year, a station called me up and said, hey, we want a military talk radio show. Will you host it? I mean, I couldn't have seen that coming in a million years. But it's fun when it happens, right?
Yeah, no, it is. And I think there are certain things that are out of our control, and the big guy upstairs has a plan for us, and I guess this is part of his plan for me. So I just hope that I don't say anything foolish.
Well, you got to say at least something that people can kid you about, you know, otherwise your friends will be disappointed.
Oh, no, I have an awesome air crew that came here with me this week, and they have found a way to interrupt or distract me on every single interview I've done to try and get me to fall and trip. So they're great. I've loved having them here, and they're quote-unquote support, the military family. They always find ways to make you feel loved by picking on you. So I'm happy to have them here with me.
Okay, so you have all of your professional career been balancing an Air Force Reserve career with a civilian career and family type people and that sort of thing. How do you do that?
You know, it I'd be lying to you if I told you it was easy. It's very, very difficult to balance everything. And sometimes things fall through the cracks because you're so busy with the work stuff. And it's surrounding yourself with people who are understanding and people who are willing to accept that you're human and you're going to make mistakes. And then if I do something that kind of falls through the cracks, I do my best to make it up to people later. to let them know that I care. And they've just been so supportive. And I've been so lucky to have family that's just so proud of me. And they supported me through the way. They're there to field the phone calls at the end of the day. So they're very in tune with what I have going on. The Air Force Reserves, when I have to do something, and I really, really have to do it, and I have to take military leave, I try my best not to, but they have a program out there for Air Force Reservists when you have to absolutely go and do your job for the Reserves that your civilian employer has to understand and has to respect, and I do my best to do that as professionally as I can to balance both acts, and UPS has been great with that. They really do support the military aspect of things, and we have the support group, and I know the acronym, but you have you'll have to tell me the acronym.
ESGR, Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve.
Yes, and they are also there if USERA doesn't cover you. And so they do a wonderful job getting our back and taking care of that. So it makes it a lot easier when you're kind of falling through the cracks to kind of balance those things when you really have to. I'm lucky with UPS that the schedules that we have, it's been easy to find time off to then go do my reserve job. But I do work a lot, and I work hard, and then I really do my best to enjoy my time off. So make the most of it.
Well, what you just said is you're living the kind of life almost everybody would want to live, where you're open and honest with people who understand what you're going through, and the families just got to understand, and typically they love you and they do, right?
I think they do. They might say differently. I don't think they're around here to answer your questions. They're on their way, but no, they've been very supportive. They're on their way up here today to support me and this weekend, and it means the world to me, and I think they would say that I do my best to support them on things that are important to them as well.
Jessica, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, and thank you for being a role model for America.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The Colonel and I had the opportunity to view the short movie featuring Major Hodson, and as would be expected, it's a good Air Force recruiting piece. But it also really highlighted the incredible skills of all these crew members. Since the movie is posted on YouTube, you can check it out yourself. Just do a search of A Pilot's Journey. This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's push-up time. Do as many push-ups as you can in 60 seconds, then take a break, but stay in the area.
United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America when piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Caldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby, and this is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom and our special air venture show from Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I got a little devious with the colonel by putting him in the pilot seat of a twin-engine prop plane and daring him to take off and land the plane from runway 36 in Oshkosh. Don't worry, I made sure it was safe since we're going to be flying the All-SIM 250 training simulator. So, do you guys think he made it? Let's find out. We're back here at Air Venture over in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and we're at the Alsim booth right now, where the colonel's going to get a chance to actually fly a flight simulator. I have Scott here with Alsim. Scott, tell us a little bit about who you are and what's the company doing?
Yeah, we're a company. We've been producing flight training devices or simulators for almost 25 years now. So we're headquartered in France, but recently opened up an office in the U.S. last year. So this is our second Oshkosh, and we're back with more with two simulators. So currently here sitting in the AL-250, which is our most compact, smallest simulator that simulates close to a 172 in aero and a Seminole-like flight models.
Excellent. So what is the colonel going to be flying here today?
It looks like the colonel is lined up to be flying a Seminole. And what we've done, we've created a 3D detailed airport of Oshkosh. So he's in Oshkosh, but definitely a lot less traffic than what's out there at the moment. So doesn't really have to worry about crashing into anything. And I think the engines are already fired up and should be ready to go.
Excellent. Well, Colonel, enjoy your time and just remember it's not real, so you're not going to die here.
That's very important, Roland, for me, but more important for you.
All right, take it away.
I have a little stick time in his plane, and I've got about 1,000 hours riding in helicopters and maybe 2 hours of stick time.
Okay.
I've never taken off or landed, but I probably could land rather than crash.
Well.
You know, fundamentally no.
Fundamentals we had then, like the pedals or the yoke or...
Well, I know what things do. I'm not really sure what the thing is. I know what the pedals do. They take the rudder, whatever.
Yes.
And I guess these are the wing flaps. I'm not sure what these are. I think you should assume that I'm dumber than a rock. Or at least as uninformed as a rock.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, to fit on the pedal, we are at the holding point in Oshkosh, so we're going to go to the threshold and take off.
Okay.
Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Hands on the yoke. I will release the parking brake, so now we are...
Where's the parking brake?
Here.
Okay, and you released it?
Yes.
Okay, so we can go ahead.
We can go.
These are throttles?
Yes.
So we have two engines, so
yep.
Got to advance them a little
throttle.
Bit. And then
with the pedals, to control the aircraft on ground.
Just keep... Ah. Yeah.
No, oh. Not with the yoke. It will not do anything.
See? The runners on the floor.
Oh, right.
I will reduce a bit.
Okay. We're going to turn to the right, so you press the right rudder. Turn the right line up on runway 18.
And then stop, right?
Then we need to go a bit more on the... No, that's not doing anything.
Yeah, you have to keep your feet, Colonel, when you're on the ground.
Thanks, Colonel, for demonstrating why I don't let you fly my plane.
Or at least land it.
Folks, we haven't even taken off yet, but he is all over the runway.
Full power.
There.
Right. And then try to keep your line. Yeah. Hands on the yoke.
To your speed there on the left, Colonel. Takeoff speed in this aircraft is roughly about 75.
Okay, so we're about there. So four. Rotate.
Huh? Rotate, yeah.
That's what's happening.
We try to keep it at 90.
Okay.
So 91.
Yeah. I see clouds. I don't see any other airplanes around.
Colonel, we can't simulate any kind of weather that you like, so if you wanted a lightning storm or
sunny's fine.
Sunny's
fine. Yes.
Would you like us to put any engine failures or icing? We have got an icing system on this?
At the moment, no.
So
now, if I want to level out, I can go fly over the water if I want to?
Yeah, you can. Just turn on the left.
Colonel. This is called the, what was the plane coming there, Colonel?
I figured it was a drone, so I figured it'd get out of my way.
I think we called it a head in the cockpit. Just so you guys know, this is called the AL-250 because it's actually got 250-degree visual system. So you can actually look back, especially when you're doing approaches and turns. It's quite useful
what
for the...
What tells me my altitude?
Here.
Okay.
You have the visual speed here.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy because it looks like it's so real when you're sitting in here with everything moving.
It is. I feel like I should be looking at Roland and wondering why we're headed for water when we want to be over land.
Now, is this a simulator? Does it move at all, or is it just really the screens and everything?
Yeah, it's basically just the visual system. So our visual system is developed in-house by us, and it's actually at a frame rate of 60 frames per second, which matches our eyes. So actually our brain is tricked to think that we're moving. You might remember if you use a camera or try to video see lines, we can't see the lines. And because of that 80%, there feels like you get that motion feeling, even though we don't have any hydraulics or any motion-type system. It just helps reliability. Full flights obviously use full motion systems, and they require that, the FAA. But for our level of training, which is basically from your PPL all the way up for CPL, up until before your type rating, we just use the high definitional visual systems.
It's very realistic. It feels like you're actually flying in the airplane.
Yeah.
Here, go down a little bit.
We can, level the aircraft, try to keep that altitude.
The Colonel's flying over Lake Winnebago here outside of Oshkosh. Not much traffic today here in the simulator. A few clouds.
Yeah, I haven't scared any fish that I can see. Yeah.
We can throw some airplanes at you if you want, Colonel.
Well, that looks pretty good here.
I'm going to reduce a bit because we're going pretty fast.
Because of the individual systems and the force feed, the training value of the simulator has really increased over the last 10 to 15 years, especially for students that have issues with certain, whether it be avionics or certain turns or landing. Just put them in a simulator, put them anywhere in the world, to be honest, with the Jepson database, altitude, and just keep running scenario after scenario after scenario. So it's also just great return on investment from the business side as well, because you're not burning fuel, you're not spending time taxing, you don't got to worry about hard landings and replacing wheels. And there's really no limited maintenance, so it basically runs on about a dollar a day or a dollar a month, really, just electricity costs. So it's a really, really good tool. Yeah, and also a great marketing tool for the younger kids who are used to video games, and as we're trying to deal with this pilot shortage to get the youth more and more involved in aviation. Hopefully, sims like this will allow them to catch the aviation bug and get bitten, so we can have pilots that will be able to fly us around when we get older and want to travel.
I can imagine this would have cut my training down by about half.
Yeah, so instead of flying 70 hours in aircraft, if you can do 40 hours in a sim and 35 hours, I think everybody wins. Student wins, flight school wins, and it gets good training at the same time. There's no better training environment. You know, you want to learn here and then prove you could do it in the aircraft. You don't want to practice stalls. So, again, it probably would have been about half. Cut it down by about half.
Thank you.
Flaps out.
Is this plane have a landing gear?
Yeah.
Retractable landing?
It's often already. So do you see our runway there?
Yes.
Colonel's approach speed is looking pretty good. It's around 90.
For an old infantry officer, you're doing pretty good there, Colonel.
I'll tell you what, this is a big game and I'm scared.
Are you?
Yes. Or at least my adrenaline is participating, let's put it that way. Too high?
Yeah.
Wheels down,
flaps are to landing.
Okay, I'm going to try to touch down around 75.
When you feel you're close enough, you pull gently, and that's it. We're landing.
Not bad, Colonel, not bad at all.
I mean, I'm still alive?
Still alive. Yeah, if the screen would have turned red, you would have crashed. No, just kidding, it's just a joke. Great job, Colonel. Fantastic.
Whoa, I'll tell you what. I believe everything Roland said about this being realistic. I feel like I just got through flying a plane. This is an amazing experience. and it reminds me again why I didn't want to be a pilot. But on the other hand, it really helps to know how to do this if you're ever in an emergency situation and need to. And that's something that I've really always wanted to do. I couldn't have even articulated it till right now. But I do know this is something that I've always wanted to learn a bit more about just in case. And now...
The heart's back.
I got one in a row. That's a new record for me.
There you go. One.
Well done.
Amazing.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. This is awesome. Thank you for letting this happen, for making this happen.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
From Air Venture at Oshkosh, this is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with the KC-135 crew who rescued an F-4 from ditching in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. Then we'll talk about some new small airplane drones and meet with Tuskegee Airman Lieutenant Colonel George Hardy. This is Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's beautiful outside. Go out, run some wind sprints, but remember to bring your radio so you can hear more from Frontlines of Freedom.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent HVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today in London, a car plowed into pedestrians and cyclists near the House of Parliament in London during morning rush hour. Three people were injured and police have the terrorist suspect in custody. This eyewitness describes what he saw.
You could kind of see just around the corner of from Big Ben, there's an ambulance with its lights on and siren blaring. And then all of a sudden, whipping around the corner, just from the traffic lights, was this small kind of Ford Focus type car, and just rammed straight through the group of, 10 to 15 cyclists that were stood there.
The Trump campaign filed a legal claim Tuesday against former White House aide Omarosa Manigault Newman, arguing that she violated a non-disclosure agreement by disparaging President Trump in her new book, and the attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case today without presenting any evidence or witnesses. Manafort is on trial for tax and bank fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
By one well-regarded measure, small business optimism in America has almost never been higher. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The National Federation of Independent Business, which conducts the monthly surveys to maintain its Small Business Optimism Index, says it rose 0.7 points in July to 107.9. That's the second highest level in history and just under the 1983 peak for that index. 8 of the 10 components, led by plans to increase employment, expectations for rising sales, and for expansion, were up in the latest survey. 35% of business owners surveyed say they expect business conditions to keep improving. That's up 2 points from June, and July is the 8th month in a row of sales gains over the previous month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is primary election day in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Connecticut, and Vermont.